It's good to see us here on tonight. It's good to see this age group. I was hoping that it would be this age group and not the real young ones. And even though we have a few, that's fine as well. I spy with my little eyes the theme that we're talking about concerning race relations. And we know that there are different races in the world. There's nothing new about that. But we want to look at this from God's perspective. And there may be some that may struggle with that. I would say maybe some of y'all don't. All of y'all hopefully don't. But the world that we live in, they do. As a matter of fact, when I think about the internet, I think about the media, I think about everything that's going on in our time today. Some would say, well, there's nothing new under the sun. And even though that's true, young people, the media does a lot of harm to us. And the reason why I say that is because some of the things that the media is showing and keeping in front of us is causing a lot of disturbance. And I'm glad for John and the elders allowing me to talk about some of these things because it's important. It's important that we understand that we know how to deal with some of those things. I know for a fact that many don't struggle with this issue, but some of our friends do. And because of our nationality, because of our race, because of those things, we tend to get caught up in some of the talk, some of the conversation. So I want to encourage all of us to do what was said in the prayer by our dear brother Moore just a couple of minutes ago, and that is to pursue God. The more we pursue God, the more you pursue God, the less you have to worry about race relations. The less you have to worry about it. And the reason why I say that is because when we look at people, the way that God looks at people, I guarantee you, you won't have that issue, that struggle, that concern. So I want us to stop and I want us to think about the struggle of race relations, especially when we think of it from a media perspective, maybe when we go to school. Some of these things we need to talk about, we need to think about. Another thing I want us to say just before we go into our lesson, this is not a subject that we ought to play with. And the reason why is because it can be sensitive to certain people, especially for those who are not walking according to the Spirit's teaching. Those who don't spend time with God, those who don't spend time with His Word, they tend to respond in a way that is ungodly, tend to respond in a way that is not wholesome, that is not right. And if we're not careful, we can make jokes and we can talk about people because of the color of their skin, because of the color of their eyes, their bushy hair, straight hair, or whatever, and we can cause major concerns, major problems. And the next thing you know, we have people fussing and fighting and calling each other names, and the next thing, it just gets out of control and chaotic. So, if you have your folders, your binders, we're going to be looking at some of the notes that I left for you to consider, and we're going to be considering some of those things, and I want to just kind of talk with you concerning some of these things. Under intellectual thinking refuse, really what I meant by that is man's way of thinking needs to be refused if it's not in line with God's word. Amen. If it's not in line with God's word, we need to reject it. We need to refuse it. And the reason why, young people, is because God wants us to think like Him. God wants us to have His mindset. I'm thinking about the principle that is found in Philippians 2 of having the mind of Christ. And in that context, it's all about esteeming others better than themselves. So when we stop and we consider what is being said among us, let me tell you some things I hear. This is what I hear sometimes. Well, we need to be about us, our race. It's us against them. That's the wrong attitude. And the reason why that's the wrong attitude, young people, is because when God created man, and we'll talk about this here in a little bit, God created one human race. And we still have one human race. And one thing I do love about the different races that we have and cultures and nationalities is because really what it does, it causes us to really look deep within ourselves and love people for the content of their character and not the color of their skin. That's what it drives us to do. About 2 years ago, my wife and I had the privilege of going on vacation in San Francisco, California. And one of the things that I really loved about going to San Francisco, it was the different cultures that I saw, the different languages that I heard, and people interacting with one another. And I had the privilege of talking to different cultures and asking them where they were from and who they were. It was a beautiful thing. Sometimes we take that which is beautiful and we mess it up and make it ugly. God said, I don't want that. So it's not us against them. It's not that we need to stick with our own kind. Those people don't understand what we go through as a race. That's foolishness, friends. That's foolishness. Now, if we listen to people who are carnal-minded, worldly, not spiritual, we are going to fall prey to that type of thinking. Young people, that's not the way God wants us to think. Doesn't want us to think like that. What is racism? Look at number two. The real definition of racism is when one race believes that it's superior to another race, resulting in oppression. Racism is not when someone say, hey, you're dark. Oh, that's racist. I'm dark. Young man, come here, young man. Come here. Yeah, you. What's your last name? Puckett? Huh? Okay. Puckett? Yeah, you look like one. That's what. He does. He looks just like his dad and his mom. Now, let me tell you what God sees. He sees two souls. You ask someone who is carnal, they see a black guy and a white guy. You've been baptized?
Yes, sir.
This is my brother in Christ. You know what I see? I see my brother in Christ. I love you, man.
Love you too.
You see that? Why is it so hard for us to do that? Why do we get caught up in the exterior instead of the interior? Why do we get caught up with our color instead of the content of the character? Thank you, man. Good young man. Friends, it's not about our skin color. It's not about our culture. It's not about our nationality. And even though we don't have to divorce ourselves from that, we don't have to dismiss that. As a matter of fact, Paul was very encouraged and he was very proud, if I can use that word, of being a Roman citizen. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. However, we have to keep in mind, young people, and it starts with you. It starts with members of the Lord's church, those who are designed to be members of the Lord's church in the future. It starts with you and saying that, hey, it's not about my culture or my ethnicity. It's all about me being just like Jesus. So we really must get back to the proper definition of racism. Notice number three, why are we allowing the culture, whatever culture that is, to define, deter, or direct our thinking in an emotional perspective? Why do we do that? Why do we allow the culture to define who we are? As a child of God, as a child of Jesus Christ or the Father, then I am allowing God to determine who I am, not society. I'm reminded when I went to Abilene 7 years ago, there was this young man and he wanted me to get involved in some community outreach. And the focal point of the community outreach is African Americans. And I told him, I said, you and I, we're already going in the wrong direction. Why do you say that? I said, because I did not travel from San Antonio to Abilene to save black people. Came to Abilene to save souls. Amen. And, you know, he just kind of stepped back and he looked at me, and I'm saying, I don't know why you're looking at me funny. Because if I was to go on this trek with you, I would ruin my influence in Abilene, Texas. And for young people, we need to keep in mind that if we're going to spy anything with our little eyes, we're going to spy out what God spies out. The souls of men, the well-being of men. I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 when he brought up the Good Samaritan. Here is a Samaritan who is helping a Jew, really a nationality that despises him. And he helps him out, pays the fare, and says, if I owe you anything, when I return, I'll pay it up. I'll take care of it. Jesus told that lawyer, you go and you do likewise. Young people, this is nothing that we ought to be playing with. Notice inspired thoughts relayed. Notice that in your notes. A couple of things I want us to consider. Number one, God made us in his image. In Genesis 1 and verse number 26, I love that passage, and you ought to fall in love with it, that God made us in his image after his likeness. But God did not only make us in his image. In Genesis 5 and verse number 3, God made man in man's image. We have two images. We have the image of God, spiritual, and the image of man, physical. We have two images, every last one of us. The Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23 that we are body, soul, and spirit. All of us, I don't care where you are, I don't care where you're from, I don't care what continent you live on, all of us are made up of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. It's amazing. Paul has something to say about that in Acts 17, 26, that he made us one blood. One blood. What color is your blood? Because whatever color your blood is, mine's the same color. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Young men, y'all are the leaders in the future, and really now. But you need to be learning this now. And don't let anyone deter you from what God says. When people start making the distinction between race, you ought to stand up and say, no, God made us in his image. God made us in man's image. God gave us three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And God gave us one blood. All of us, do not fall prey to that type of thinking, that type of talking. And when your friends or you began playing like that, cut it off. I don't allow it. I even tell my own children, hey, we don't play like that. We don't do that. And the reason why is because God made us one blood. So why do we have all of this division in our world today? I can sum it up, sin. That's how easy this is. Men are sinful. Meaning that they have a sinful mindset, and when they don't follow the teachings of Jesus Christ as it relates to all men being equal in the sight of God as a soul, friends, we're going to have problems. So what happens when we see videos on Facebook? Y'all hear me on this one. Have y'all seen some of the police brutality videos on Facebook? Isn't it funny that it's always a white cop and someone black being pulled over and being mistreated? Isn't that kind of funny? Is it funny that they promote that? Isn't it kind of funny that we see someone of a different color oppressing someone of a different color? They're putting that in front of us. Young people, don't fall prey to that. Don't get caught up in that. Because the media, if you're not careful, it will cause us to even turn on one another in the church.
Come on now.
That's not right. It's not right, young people. Don't let them sway your thinking. That's why we're supposed to have the mind of Christ. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, in verse number 7, just for a principle, I love this passage because here God was ready to select a king for Israel. Saul had sinned, and now God is ready to move forward. Samuel told Jesse, go get your sons. He brought all his sons before him and said, God didn't choose any of these. Surely he's not choosing David. He's old ruddy boy out there taking care of the sheep. Bring him here. Brought him before Samuel. Anoint him king. Huh? You know what God, you know what Samuel told Jesse? He said, you know what? God is not like man that looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Young people, what do you look at? Where I preach, most of the people don't look like me. Yet, they love the same gospel as I do. It's amazing that when Paul said in Romans 1, turn your Bibles there real quick. Let me show you something. Not part of the lesson. I'm just going to show it to you. Paul said in verse number 14 of Romans 1, he said, I'm debtor. Verse number 15, he said, I'm ready. And verse number 16, he said, I am not ashamed. Three things there. I'm debtor. I'm ready. And I'm not ashamed of the what? What color did he put the gospel? Black gospel? White gospel? Hispanic gospel? Is that what you see in there? He just said the gospel. That's a good point, y'all. We have to stay with the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hold on. Who is the gospel for? In the time in which Paul said it, it was for the Jews and the Gentiles. It was for the Jews and the Greeks. Hold on. The gospel is for all men, not just y'all men. All men, young people. What does this say as it relates to how you deal with your friends? Don't profile people who you think want to receive the gospel. Everybody is loved by God. God sent his son for everybody. So how do we deal with some of the things that we read on Facebook, that we hear our friends say? How do we deal with that? We deal with it from a spiritual perspective, which means that you have to get into the Word of God. You have to ask God for wisdom, James 1 and verse 5. To know how to deal with people properly and understand that there are different cultures and customs that we have to deal with. And there's nothing wrong with that, young people. There's nothing wrong with that. But we deal with one another according to the way God desires for us to deal with them. And that's to love everyone the way God wants us to love them. Amen. How? Respect. Truly believe that's where we're failing. In society, we lack respect for authority, we lack respect for God, we lack respect for one another, and it is a train wreck for chaos. And God says, I don't want that. If I respect you, even though you're younger than me, then you're going to naturally respect me. But then God takes it even further. Even if you disrespect me, I'm going to show you respect because God tells me and teaches me, according to Romans 12, to love my enemies. Wow. Should there ever, ever be a problem with race among God's people? Nope. No. It should not be. Identity, notice, determines behavior. Think about this. Let's just read this. My culture, my people, my race, my nationality, these things are second when it comes to Christ, Brother Sam. Second. One thing that, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but it's okay. One thing I can't stand about the month of February is Black History Month. Cinco de Mayo. Can't stand it. There's no White History Month. Is it? What's right about that? Nothing. Let me tell you why it's not right. Because there should not be division like that. We are one race. Look at Galatians 3. I want to show you something. In Galatians 3, I want to show you something as it relates to how we're supposed to be one. One, young people. And I know I could deal with a lot of practical things, but I want us to deal with this from God's perspective. You can handle the practical when you get God's wisdom. In Galatians 3, 26 through verse 29, we understand that we're all children of God by faith, through faith. For as many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Hold on. Put on Christ? Yes, you put him on. You go down in that water, contact the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us that our conscience are cleansed from dead works to serve the living God. We're no longer about us, about me, about my culture, my nationality. It's not about what I desire. It's all about being a child of God. Yes. It's what he wants. It's what he desires. But when you look at verses 28 and 29, notice what the Bible there has to say. Powerful passage. Love this passage. Look at the text. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, if you are Christ, belonging to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Young people, this is what we ought to be teaching our friends online. When they start posting those racial slurs and things online, when people start getting angry and upset because of certain things that's going on in our society, and friends, it's been going on and on and on. Ever since John and I talked about this, it's gotten worse, brother. Even to the point that brethren are starting to bicker at one another. Stop the truck! We're one. I love Brother French just like I love my son. Why? We're all brothers in Christ. We're one. We're heirs according to the promise. What promise? Oh, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, God made Abraham a promise. Abraham blessed Isaac, and Isaac blessed Jacob, saying that you're valuable, you're worth something. And the next thing you know, we find Jesus Christ coming through that promise, that seed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9. And then we see Jesus Christ being that seed of Abraham, and those of us who obey the gospel, friends, we are also that seed. Which means that if someone obeys the gospel, listen, friends, if someone obeys the gospel in Russia, if someone obeys the gospel in China, if someone obeys the gospel in Iran, if someone obeys the gospel in Africa, we're all one. Amen. That's why I don't get caught up in all that race stuff. To me, it's just downright stupid. And I walk away from people when they get to talking crazy like that. Because Jesus Christ died for everybody. Jesus Christ does have a culture. It's called a moral culture. That's our culture. Our identity is Jesus. He's our identity. And every time you mark my word, y'all listen to this. If you don't hear nothing else, hear this. You mark my word. You'll find a person struggling with this attitude, and they want to perpetuate this attitude of racism, you'll find a person that don't know who they are. But when you know who you are, when you know you belong to God, when you know you're following Jesus Christ, you don't get caught up in all of that. You let that go. Well, hold on. I thought Peter struggled with that according to Galatians 2, 11 through 16. Yeah, Paul checked him on that. Did you know that Paul, when he was, Peter, when he was eating with the Gentiles, and then here come James and the rest of the brethren with James, and next thing you know, we find Peter and he goes AWOL. He leaves the Gentiles because he didn't want to be seen eating with the Gentiles. Well, Paul said, no, sir. And he even said even Barnabas was carried away with the hypocrisy. And he got in his face. You know what that teaches us? It teaches us that the gospel is so important that racism, you got to get in their face with it. Also, what Paul said as it relates to Peter and Barnabas, he said they did not walk straight. We get our English word scoliosis from there. They had a crook in their back when it came to walking straight concerning the gospel, treating their fellow man right. And friends, this is what we're dealing with. And I want to impress upon your minds that we don't want to have those type of thoughts. If we start thinking like that, we want to check ourselves. We don't want to get involved. Y'all listen, everybody look at me. Y'all don't want to get involved with playing the dozens, we used to call it. Or what do y'all call it today? Mike, what they call it when they start getting on each other and playing with each other? Roasting? No roasting. Yeah, okay, that's it. Because no roasting. No, don't do that. Because I guarantee you, if you roast the wrong person, you may get roasted. Yeah. I've seen some fights in my day because people started off playing and it got serious. Don't do that. There's a passage that we can abide by, Colossians 4, verse 6. Our words ought to be with grace, seasoned with salt. What's the problem we have? People are not watching their words. Let's not play like that. I don't play with people like that. Souls are too important. Our souls are too important. Let's fill our minds with the word of God and the love for our fellow man. And then we'll be able to deal with what the world puts online. So when our brethren and your friends start chiming in and talking about, well, they act like they're better than us. Who's the us? When I think about us, I think about children of God. I don't think about my nationality, my ethnic group. I think about God's people. Those are my people. Who's your people? How do we deal with this? How do we fix this? Look under inside of Christ. We lose our identity of self. Brother Mike Vessel did a great job of Luke 9:23. Denying self, we lose ourselves. It's not about our will, but God's will be done. We get rid of our negative thinking. We get rid of it. We surrender our will. Surrender it. Get it out of your heart. Tell your friends, that's not the way you need to be thinking. We throw away our fleshly desires. We are then honored in Christ. We are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is my favorite. We gain a wonderful family when all of us are thinking spiritual. When all of us are looking at the content of the character instead of the color of the skin. We multiply our blessings. We identify solely with Christ. And we await to live eternally with God and with our Savior. So friends, we need to ask ourselves, should we confront racial division? Yes. Should we get involved in that as young people? No. If people start posting things on your page that is going to cause division, you know what I do? Immediately hide post. That's what I do. I don't want to extend or perpetuate the division. I want to cut it off. I want to be the best influence I can be. Amen. And friends, young people, you can love who you are and love Jesus Christ and be walking on the straight and narrow path as long as you deny yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. But do not get caught up in, well, I'm better because I'm such and such. No, you're not. Because when we all stand before the judgment bar of Jesus Christ, everything's equal at the feet of Jesus. Everything. So who are you? Are you better because of your race? Are you better because you think you can do things better than other people because of where you are? Don't think that way. The only way we can really deal with this is by having the mind of Christ. And the only way we can have the mind of Christ is to get into the Word and surrender our will to His will. Because truth be told, when it's all said and done, when you look at God's Word, there's no colors to God's Word. It's for all men. Let's have a word of prayer. Great God and Father, hallowed be your name. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for your word. Thank you for making us important, all of us. Thank you for making us one blood. Thank you for giving us all the same promise. Thank you for allowing us to all be heirs according to the promise. And Father, thank you for making us in your image. Father, help us as we deal with those who are carnal, worldly, outside of Christ, who want to perpetuate division because of race. Help us to be strong and courageous and to stand up against that, to always have the mindset that we're going to stand up for what you stand up for. Help us to love one another unconditionally. Help us to be just like you in everything that we do. Father, we love you. We're thankful for you. And we hope, pray, and trust that the things that were said glorified you and edified us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.